Joe Gennaro is going to close out the night. Now, I know that this is stories about Dwight, but I just real quick want to tell a story about Joe, just to, you know, make him feel better about this, which is...
Are we switching sides?
A couple months ago, we did it like a roast for Joe's birthday, and my bit was that I got up on stage and I faked that I was going to make Joe sing a song, because the thing about Joe is he really, really does not ever want to sing in public. And I didn't actually make him sing. He told me, man, my butthole was clenched so tight that whole time you were pretending that you were going to make me sing. But then when I proposed this idea, Joe asked me if we could do a song together. So Joe's really come a long way since March 1st, you guys.
As someone who turned 30 2.5 months ago, man, I can tell you, you get superpowers. People start respecting you. Your fears seem trivial from before. Also, my butthole is super tight right now.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. You know, it's. I'd like to say one more thing. If I can make this about me for a second.
Happy birthday, Joe.
Yeah, I knew it. You know, it's funny how Claire talked earlier about how she felt confident as a stage performer, but not so much as a singer, and Dwight was kind of the opposite. Meanwhile, like, this is only for Dwight would I be doing this right now. Because even though our confidence may be one of the things that are different about us, we share a lot of things in common. I like to think that our sense of humors are pretty on par. I think that we both are fans of puns. Or do you boo puns? You love them. All right, yeah, that's the appropriate reaction to a pun. So that commonality inspired what I wanted to do tonight when I got the invitation for your surprise, your stories of Dwight and crashes. That was the end of it. So, thanks for taking all the air out of that moment. It's hot up here, right?
So hot, Joe. You're so hot right now.
Lightning crashes in the heart of Bucktown. He walks slowly into the storm. This angel opens his eyes. I missed it.
No, you can. I'm still on that chord. You can still do it.
When do I start, though?
The confusion sets in.
Oh, I can start that one. As Lauren walks him through the door. It's okay.
My knee crashes. He's in cat and mouse. His shoulder bag falls to the floor. Joe wrote all of these lyrics, by the way. This angel closes his eyes. The realization now sets in. The birthday boy is gonna have a ball.
Dwight coming back again, like a rolling hassler chasing the wind. Forces pulling from the center of the Dwight again. Happy birthday!
Happy birthday! Happy birthday! 1, 2, 3, 4.
Take me home to Dwight. I don't wanna let you go till I see the Dwight.
Hassler, Hassler, Hassler. Hassler, Hassler, Hassler. I feel a Hassler. It's a Hassler that tries to keep a man awake for Dwight. Are you the Hassler? I shouldn't wonder when I can feel you at my happy Dwight.
I can see your e-cig. I can see you right there, Hassler.
Hassler. 1, 2, 3.
Take me home to Dwight. You go till I see the Dwight. Take me home to Dwight. Listen, honey, just like Lauren sang. Be my little Hassler.
Dwight, my darling. Oh, you're gonna take me home to Dwight. Oh, down beside that Hassler Dwight.
See us waving to such great Dwights. He's right there, they'll say. Everything looks perfect on Dwight's birthday, and right there, he'll stay.
We were blinded by Dwight, cut loose like a deuce, another Hassler kind of Dwight. Everybody's having a great time on Dwight's birthday night. Oh, Hassler, that's where the fun is.
In the middle of the Dwight,
yeah, Dwight.
Is Dwight Count Mill's sheep.
Count Mill's sheep.
As Dwight lies in his bed.
Lies in his bed.
Starts to drift off to sleep.
Drift off to sleep.
Kick it! You got a Dwight for your Dwight to Hassler. You got a Dwight for your Dwight to Hassler.
All right, guys, well, come on.
Hassler. One more time. Happy birthday, Dwight.
Yay!
Ooh, guys. Happy fucking birthday, Dwight.